The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So today we're going to touch into the 10th step of Anapanasati, breathing in. One delights the mind. Breathing out, one delights the mind. And this word mind, citta, appears in step 8, 9, and 10. In 8, it's calming the activities of the mind. Then step 9, it's experiencing the mind. And then in step 10, it's delighting the mind. And so this delight, the word that's translated, I'm translating now as delight, sometimes can be translated as pleasing the mind or satisfying the mind. And it, rather than it being an active verb, that what we're doing, we might understand it as being recognizing or allowing for a certain sense of deep satisfaction, deep being pleased, a deep kind of very gladness in the mind, and that comes from meditation practice. And there's a number of ways to understand this, and, or different ways to experience this. One of the classic ones that the tradition talks about is finally the mind is no longer out of control. Or to say it differently, finally the mind doesn't have a mind of its own, and where the mind is, we're led around, jumping around, agitated, trashing about in the mind with our thoughts. But we feel like now we've really come home, or we're settled, we're back to in ourselves. The mind is under control. The mind is not just doing whatever it wants, wandering around and picking up thoughts and chasing thoughts. But we're really settled here. And we've come home to ourselves. The mind is settled and present. It's a word, and the word that's often used in the ancient tradition is mind is now tamed. I suspect a lot of us in the modern West don't really like the idea of taming ourselves. So the idea of a tame mind doesn't really inspire. But but the opposite of that, you know, having a mind which is no longer untamed or out of control, maybe just feels better to appreciate that or value that. And one of the metaphors for an out-of-control mind in the ancient world is like a fish trashing about in a very shallow puddle of water, you know, just flapping around. And so sometimes the mind just flaps and does its things and jumps around and chases one thought after the other. And we have no control or no say over the mind. But to get the mental activities to quiet down, to settle, and a feeling that we're not really going to wander off into the past and the future anymore. We're not really going to get lost in thought anymore. We are now really here. And feel that sense of it's deeply satisfying to start feeling really connected here and at peace here or settled here. And there's a kind of a satisfaction of not having the agitation or the energetics of the mind jumping around, moving out, going here and there. And it allows the mind to be start becoming peaceful or being at deep rest. It's just here. And it can feel like very solid or very centered. I'm here and the mind is in the present moment. And any tendency to leave that present moment by going off into thought, it just doesn't go very far. It hardly goes anywhere at all. It's like a rubber band attached to their thoughts, and they just get pulled right back to the present. Or we just like, no, you know, why bother? It's really good to be here. And this movement of the experiencing the mind this way is a movement towards wholeness, to becoming more whole. That's only possible if we're in the present moment. By definition is the right word, but by definition, if we're lost in the future, caught up in future concerns or past concerns, we are partial. We're involved and focused on the future, and we're not really connected to what's here. Or if we're involved in fantasy, it's no matter how wonderful and nice the fantasy might feel, a fantasy is only a small part of who we are, and there's a disconnect, even a dissociation in extreme forms, with our body, our mind states, and there's really what's happening right here. And so as we start settling and able to be here in the present moment in a rooted way, grounded way, it begins allowing for this of a process of feeling whole, becoming and a whole is a process also of a lot of the sharp boundaries we have. Time and space begins to fall away, or sharp boundaries between the body and the mind, or sharp boundaries between the edges of our body and the space around us. A lot of sense of wholeness starts moving into what some people would call altered states of consciousness, altered states of mind. But that suggests that somehow it's not normal, or maybe it's not so normal because we don't go into those states very much. But in meditation, we start feeling this settled in the present moment and start opening up to feeling a wholeness of being here. It starts feeling like this is natural. This is a homecoming. This is what should be ordinary. Ordinary states of consciousness, ordinary states of mind, are fragmented, narrow, limited, bounded, and frazzled. And even though they might be familiar with us, in that sense comfortable for us, to really experience, starts feeling a settled wholeness, it starts feeling, oh, this is health. This is healthy mind. This is, it's the altered states of mind are daily mind states. Those are the ones that are altered and strange and preoccupied and things like that. But, a settled feeling of wholeness, that feels good. Some people, when they meditate, are struggling with a distractible mind, being caught by the hindrances and caught up in desires and aversions of all kinds. And they're coming back and working with that to finally have those quiet down. And the mind is able to finally be present. And it's like the mind has found itself. It provides a deep satisfaction, a delight, a joy, a pleasure. And this is what we're talking about in this 10th step of delighting the mind, or pleasing the mind, or gladdening the mind, allowing the mind to feel a deep satisfaction. And I offer all these different words because different people will find different words speak to what their own flavor of all this might be in their meditation. But the important thing here is that we're allowed to feel the goodness of that. We're allowed to feel the delight and the joy and the satisfaction. Certainly not to cling to and hold on to and congratulate ourselves for in some egotistical way, but we're not supposed to ignore the joy, the happiness, the well-being, the pleasure, the satisfaction of meditation. In fact, feeling that there's a way of feeling, a way of experiencing it that allows us to continue this process of settling in, quieting the mind, expanding the sense of wholeness that we're moving into. And in doing so, we open up to states of mind, qualities of mind, that are coterminous, that are intimately part of this feeling of wholeness or a broad awareness or centeredness, clear knowing, clarity of mind, that are considered a form of wealth. In fact, for the Buddha, the greatest wealth a person can have and acquire is the wealth that comes from a settled, clear, and open mind. the sense of wholeness. So the seven factors of awakening that I mentioned yesterday, mindfulness, investigation, effort, joy, tranquility, samadhi, and equanimity, these all kind of belong to the realm of this settled wholeness that comes with as the awareness and the attention gets full and complete. And so it isn't just like we're losing something by settling down and really letting go of the distracted mind and really being present. We gain so much. And it's called an inner wealth. If you want to be wealthy, develop your inner life. And it's a wealth that, I mean, it qualifies as a wealth because it provides some of the greatest pleasure and safety and happiness and that's available to us, and certainly greater happiness than any material wealth can ever produce. So breathing in, delighting the mind. Breathing out, delighting the mind. You can't do that too early. You can't just sit down and decide to do that. It comes when meditation is really settled down. So remember, it's now we're talking about the 10th stage of the 16 stages. But when it happens to you that you start feeling inklings of a kind of this kind of delight, satisfaction, pleasure, being pleased by what's happening, deep satisfaction, open to it, allow for it, let it spread wide and broad throughout your being. Be nourished by it, and let it be something you appreciate and enjoy. And that sets a stage for the next step of Anapanasati, which we really won't do for a couple of weeks, which is samadhi, which is the unification of the mind, the concentration of the mind. And until then, we're going to spend next week with the seven factors of awakening. And maybe this will support experiencing the mind and experiencing the delight in the mind to really kind of spend some time with these seven factors of awakening. And they'll also serve for the 11th step, the samadhi.